I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback, former quarterback of the University of Utah. Am I reading that right off of your bio here, Scott?
Yeah, and you may be on your own on this segment. I'll just tell you right now. This is a dumb segment. This is so stupid.
Sean O'Connell also joins us here on the program. Real OC Sports also does the breakdown on the Sirius XM for the Pac-12 network. I think that you guys do... I mean, what's right now look like for you guys broadcast wise, Sean?
Yeah, we're doing podcast form of the show, just like everyone else is. It went from 3 hours basically down to an hour. So yeah. You can find that on SiriusXM.com and all the Twitters and things like that. Just for, at least we have a little bit of fun talking sports every single day.
Have you found?
I tell you what.
I think the number one thing people ask me, and I'm sure you get it, is like, you guys do sports for a living. You guys got nothing to talk about. I'm like, we do a talk show, man. We can talk about anything all the time. In fact, our thing is to guess about how things are going to go in the future anyway.
That's right. I mean, it's a good sports talk radio show is not just like, and so-and-so scored 37 points last night, and I was all in the second half.
That's Scott's voice. That's Scott's voice, by the way.
Hey, and by the way, I don't guess about the future. I know what's going to happen. If you listen to our show, I'm always right. Always right.
So here's what we're going to do. Our 1-800 Got Junked Trash Talk segment brought to you by 1-800 Got Junk. They make junk disappear. And the topic today, if you go on over to KSLSports.com, Scott, there's a list here, and it's our own Trevor Allen put it together from KSLSports.com.
He may be your own. He's not mine anymore.
So I just love doing this list because it's on here. And OC, I know you're like, I didn't get to read the full thing, but guess what? We're just going to go through it kind of one by one real quickly here. So.
Okay.
This is just a top 10 here, and we don't have to go off of everybody here. But Frank Dolce, number 10, great, fine, okay. Dolce, number 10, there you go. Jordan Wynn, number 9. I'm trying to think of. Here's somebody. Brett Ratliff. Any thoughts on Brett Ratliff being number 8? OC.
Look, Brett Ratliff. He did great things when he was asked to do great things. But I don't know if there's just enough of a body of work from Brett Ratliff, especially at a high level and with success, that I would put him at number 8. I think, I was kind of scoffing at the idea of Jordan Wynn at number 9, but...
But then when Ratliff's egregious. Ahead of him, yeah.
Ratliff ahead of Jordan Wynn, that's brutal.
You know okay. What it is? It's someone going, give me the name of 10 quarterbacks. I don't even know who any of them are. I'm just going to stick them on the list. Come on.
Jordan Wynn's accomplishments are great because it says, took him to the Poinsettia Bowl, and in their first year of the Pac-12, they went to the Sun Bowl. And you're like, that's great. All right, so we'll go to 7. 1995, 96, Mike Fouts. This is a guy who... 5,100 yards total, 39 touchdowns in his career, not bad. Travis Wilson, 6. Now we go top 5. Here we go.
Travis Wilson, he's the all-time winningest quarterback in Utah.
Well, look, the baby giraffe obviously did some good work. And look, he threw for 7,400 yards and 54 touchdowns. So this is that in terms of like doing a lot of work, that's one of your guys. Mike McCoy's number 5. And now here's where the real – and I think – I don't know much about Mike McCoy. Scott, that was right after your era, a couple years after.
Actually, Mike was a pretty good quarterback. And he was also a good coach. I mean, he's done okay. Well in the NFL. But.
So now let's get to the controversy part, right? Trevor has Scott Mitchell at number 4. He has Tyler Huntley at number three. He has Brian Johnson at number two and Alex Smith at number one. I'm not going to get – I want to get Scott's thoughts in a second, but I want to get your objective opinion about that top four of Scott, then Tyler, then Brian Johnson, then Alex Smith.
All right. Alex Smith is – all due respect to Scott Mitchell, Alex Smith is number one. He was a Heisman Trophy finalist for a good reason. He's great. He's been great in the NFL, underrated in the NFL, as was Scott. So Alex Smith is definitive number one. Tyler Huntley is rated way too high here. Look, I love the turnaround that we saw from Tyler Huntley in the 2019 season. But if you average out his full body of work over the course of a career, and that's what you have to do on an all-time top whatever list, you can't put him above Scott Mitchell.
So this is a recency bias deal right here.
Well, I mean, the whole list has some recency bias to it. But, yeah, I think that from the accomplishments of what they did in the uniform, it makes sense that you would go maybe Alex Smith 1, Brian Johnson 2, Scott Mitchell 3. I would listen to people who wanted to put Scott Mitchell 2. I think there's a reason to put Scott Mitchell 2 over Brian Johnson, but I understand why. You know, Brian Johnson delivered the biggest win in program history.
Okay, Scott, put him there. Scott, your thoughts on the list here, buddy?
I think you have to ask yourself what determines who is the best guy? Because
is it yardage?
I was on crappy teams. I mean, Alex Smith was a good quarterback in college at Utah. He was on some really good football teams.
Yeah,
I would kill to have some of the defenses that these teams have. I mean, we were the number one ranked offense in the country, and the last ranked defense in the country. And so, I look at it more from an ability standpoint. Like just who is the guy that actually at the position plays it as good as anyone else. And so. I think Brian had a good career. I don't think he was a great quarterback. I just don't. I'm not convinced about Alex even when he was in college. I mean, I know you say he's a great quarterback.
Are you number one on your list?
Well, yeah, I'm number one on the list.
Well, look, he's number one in the record book. Scott, you can make an easy case for Scott Mitchell here.
There you go.
He's number one in the record book. This is not just a self-fulfilling prophecy.
No, I'm not. I get it. And I'm not. And here's the thing. Alex Smith was not the number one pick in the NFL draft. That was a mistake. He was not the number one pick in the draft. And I've had a tremendous
amount. There have been way worse misses on first picks.
Let me finish.
How can you say that about Alex
Hang
Smith
on. Hold on. Oh, now y'all are getting defensive. Hang on just a second. Alex Smith was not the number one pick, and he wasn't the best player in college football. There's no way. He was not the best available pick in the draft. And I have said this numerous times. I have had a tremendous respect for Alex Smith and what he did because he really salvaged his career, and he did it when he took a backseat with the 49ers when they benched him for. The flag bearer there, and so
Scott, we're out of time.
Which was an egregious mistake by Jim Harbaugh, by the way.
But Alex has done a tremendous job. He got with a really good coach in Andy Reid. He did a tremendous job of making a great career. He really did. And he's had a tremendous career.
This music means we're out of time. We want to thank. Real OC, Sean O'Connell joining us.
I got more
always.
To say on this, Alex.
I know you do.
You're cutting me off.
It's radio time that cuts you off. It's part of the deal.
Smith 1, Scott Mitchell 2.
There you go. All right. We're going to take the break here. OC, thanks for joining us, man.
1A and 1A.
My pleasure.
Thanks for being with us. We're going to come back. More to go after news, traffic, and weather right here on KSL News Radio. All right, man.
Look, Utah football didn't start till they got to the Mountain West.
Right. Sean, are you still there? No, he cut off. Let's go. All right.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.